With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It is a truly historic appointment, President-elect Trump naming his campaign manager Susie Wiles to the job of White House Chief of Staff. It's the first time a woman has held that important White House post. As soon as the election was in the bag, the Trump transition team hit the ground running.
The former and future president has 70-plus days to build out his team and stand up an entirely new administration. Early focus is on key positions, including White House Chief of Staff and top cabinet posts. All told, there are some 4,000 government jobs to be filled with political appointees, people who are specifically tapped by the incoming president. Trump officials say the second administration won't look much like the first one 8 years ago. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, Israeli soccer fans targeted in an anti-Semitic attack in Amsterdam. At least five people sent to the hospital.
Anti-Semitic rioters actively sought out Israeli supporters to attack and assault after a soccer match, Amsterdam authorities say, as Israel sends planes to the Dutch capital to fly fans home. A statement issued by the Dutch capital's municipality, police and prosecution office say that the night after the Europa League game between Ajax and Maccabi Tel Aviv was very turbulent, with several incidents of violence aimed at Maccabi supporters. I'm Charles de Lezesma.
Some of those forced to flee a massive wildfire in Ventura County, California, have nothing left, their homes and everything inside lost. The mountain fire, stoked by gusty winds, has damaged or destroyed almost 200 homes and threatens thousands more. 10,000 people ordered to evacuate. The fire has charred 32 square miles in the Camarillo area. The Dow futures down 2 points. NASDAQ futures off 55. This is SRN News. Most Christians have non-Christian friends.
According to the latest poll from Lifeway Research, 71% of Protestant churchgoers say there are people in their circle of friends who do not share their religious beliefs. The vast majority of these non-Christian buddies are either Jewish or atheists and agnostics. Only 28% of Protestant churchgoers say they have at least a friend who is Muslim, and just 11% report having a Buddhist or Hindu amongst their closest acquaintances. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri, one of several states where voters approved an amendment that enshrines abortion in the state's constitution this week. Now, Planned Parenthood, the country's largest abortion business, is moving in. The organization has already filed suit in state court seeking to invalidate the Missouri abortion ban and several laws that regulate abortion. Planned Parenthood officials say they want to immediately start offering abortions at clinics in Columbia, Kansas City, and St. Louis if they get the judicial ruling they're requesting. This is SRN News. Another legal setback for the Biden administration. This one has to do with an immigration initiative.
A federal judge has struck down a Biden administration program that allowed undocumented spouses and stepchildren of U.S. citizens to apply for a green card without first having to leave the country. U.S. District Judge J. Campbell Barker ruled Thursday that the Biden administration overstepped its authority by implementing the Keeping Families Together program and had stretched the legal interpretation of relevant immigration law, quote, past its breaking point, end quote. Barker had put the program on hold in August, days after applicants had filed their paperwork. I'm Donna Water.
The assets of Alex Jones' InfoWars set to be auctioned off next week, with both supporters and detractors of the bombastic personality expressing an interest in bidding. Whatever the outcome, Jones vows to continue to do his shows. More details at SRNNews.com.